Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome into the Investing in Real Estate show for Monday, December 23rd, 2019. Can you believe we've arrived at the end of this decade? I'm Clayton Morris, longtime real estate investor. This is the show where we help you build financial intelligence so you can build financial freedom. You know, I had another show planned for today. I wanted to talk about end of the year and buying that rental property before the end of the year because I had a few investors who had written me over the past 24 hours, even though it's the weekend, said, how can I buy a property before the end of the year? But truth be told, you already know how to do that. And if you're in the plan for that, then good for you. You're on your path and you can do it before April for the tax benefits. But no, I wanted to talk about taking stock of your year and where you want to go in the new year. You see, because I was tallying up some hours today and I was talking with my team and Kelly, who's been amazing on my team. I was looking at the hours in a week and there are so many people who make excuses for themselves. So we have 168 hours in a week. Okay. Right. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 168 hours. Now, many of you this year, I'm touched. I've saved so many screenshots and messages from you for people who have bought their first rental property this year, who decided to leave their job this year, who decided to put some money aside and buy their second or third rental property, and their wife has left their job now and they're able to just have one salary family. Whatever it is, the stories are just amazing. And so I'm just so touched and honored by that. But I just started thinking about this time of year and this December 23rd, these next 2 weeks while you're on vacation. If you're taking a little time off, if your office is shut down, I know so many offices are shut down for the next week or so as you enter into the new year. And think about this number. This blew me away today as I sat there and ran the math. 168 hours in a week. Okay? And if you work for somebody else, you work for somebody else 40 hours a week. And even if it stretches into overtime, 45 hours a week, okay? 40 to 45 hours a week. And if you sleep 8 hours a night, that's still only about 96 hours a week. That means that you have an additional 72 hours a week to do something for yourself, to change your life. So you're sleeping 8 hours a night, which I know everyone listening right now, there's nobody who's listening right now that's sleeping 8 hours a night. If you are, holy smokes, that's fantastic. 8 hours a night. I'm just giving you the maximum, right? 8 hours a night of sleep. 40 hours you're working for somebody else. Even if you go into overtime, you're still under about or right around 100 hours a week that you're working or you're sleeping for somebody else. That means you have roughly 65 to 72 hours left over every week to do something for yourself, to take stock and do something for your side hustle. So how are you going to spend that additional 70 hours a week in the year 2020? What are you going to do? And I'm sorry I'm getting so passionate about it, but I get so frustrated. The same way that I get frustrated with my children who tell me they can't do something because of some excuse. Your excuses are your own. And you've got a few weeks here before the end of the year. You've got some downtime right now. You're not working that 40 hours. Can you sit down and map out what you want to accomplish this year and the next 5 years of your life? What will those additional years look like for you? Can you take that extra 72 hours a week and devote 5 hours a day, 3 hours a day to figuring out how to build wealth, to launch that business that you've been wanting to launch? Remember, a business doesn't have to be 100 employees. It can be starting an LLC and investing in real estate. You don't need to have start your own Coca-Cola company. You can start to become a professional real estate investor and start to invest in real estate with that time, and eventually bring on a bookkeeper and an assistant and start to buy and acquire performing assets using other people's money. It doesn't have to be a Coca-Cola or a Pepsi or a Ford. That's not what you have to do. You don't need that additional stress in your life. But if there's some side hustle that you've been waiting to do in your life, you know, you want to start that blog, you want to start that YouTube channel, you want to start that craft website, it doesn't matter what it is. Over these next few weeks, today is the 23rd of December, we've got 2 days until Christmas, okay? Things can happen, right? Improbable things can happen. I watched my Eagles last night beat up on the Cowboys. They're both 7-7. Who would have thought that the NFC East would actually have somebody that would come out with like barely a winning record managed to pull it off? Somehow the Eagles managed to pull off this victory last night in Philadelphia. I don't know how they did it, but here we are. And my 3-year-old, the tenacity of my 3-year-old who wants to get out on the ski slope today. She sees her 7 and 9-year-old and, you know, up in skiing of the New York border and wants to get out on the ski slopes, and it's like 7 degrees outside. You know, when there's tenacity, when you see your brother and sister doing something, you want to accomplish something, you want to get out there, you want to do it, you want to go after it. So what is holding you back? You know, I tweeted something today and it sticks out with me, right? There are people that make excuses and will not take action on something. What is the difference between someone who will do that and then the difference between someone who actually take action and do something in their life? I don't know the difference. I don't know what it is. Why does someone decide to get off their duff and do something? And why does someone decide not to do something? I don't know. But on this 23rd of December, on this Monday, on this Motivation Monday episode, wherever you find yourself in your life, if you are surrounded by negative people, or if you are surrounded by losers who are telling you you can't do something, shake them off, map out a plan while you have some downtime over the holidays, drinking some wine, drinking some eggnog, kicking back with your family, watching some NFL playoffs. Map out your plan for 2020. And I want to be there to help you on that journey. I want you to send me private messages on Instagram. As you know, I write back to you. I want you to follow us on our YouTube channel. Send me messages there. Me and my team will support you every step of the way. I got a message tonight from someone who said, I bought my 8th property from listening to this podcast. My 8th property. Because of listening to this podcast, and I've paid down my mortgage because I bought your book, and now my mortgage is nearly paid off. That is an action taker. So for all of you who are listening right now, who are feeling sorry for yourself, we all have excuses. Every one of us has excuses. It's cold outside. I don't want to get out of bed in the morning. I don't want to go on that jog. I don't want to get healthy. I don't want to do this. I'm just feeling it right now at this end of December, the 23rd of December. Please, 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 please take stock. Think about that 72 hours that you're not sleeping or working for somebody else. Are you going to watch Netflix? Or are you going to sit down at the kitchen table, put on some music, grab a piece of paper, and map out the next 5 years of your life? Do it. Do it for yourself. Not for me. Do it for yourself. I really can't wait to hear what you map out. There's no excuse. No excuse. I love all of you. I thank you so much for listening to this show and trying to improve your life in some way, whether it's financially, emotionally. I don't care what it is. I'm just thankful for you. And I'm thankful for all your kind emails, your tweets, and avoiding the negativity in your life. Really, truly, I really am. I'm so touched and so blessed by this year from all of you. It's been an incredibly, incredibly difficult year. But man, have we gotten through it. And we are incredibly strong, all of us, for having gotten through this year. And I cannot wait for this 2020. Much love to all of you. Have an amazing Christmas. And I will see you back here in just a few short days. So go out there, take action, everyone. Please become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. And go Eagles.